Uber Souza is a dock worker for Pacific Stevedoring. At 5 a.m. Wednesday, he was at home in a dormitory right next door to the warehouse that his company leases from the Unalashka Corporation. Suddenly, Souza says,
"Someone woke me up. I was sleeping. There was the police, came knocking on everybody's door to get out. So everybody had to get out. We didn't have time to get anything."
The warehouse was on fire and smoke was blowing through Souza's bunk. Souza says he and about 20 other people made it out safely. Meanwhile, emergency personnel and volunteers from the State Department of Transportation started fighting the blaze. They blocked off the road around the warehouse and began pumping water inside. After 11 hours, the building was still on fire, but also still standing. City workers used an excavator to peel away the charred aluminum siding and allow firefighters better access. Steam and smoke billowed out of the structure, but the fire stayed contained. Fire Chief Abner Hoag says the warehouse was full of basic but highly flammable materials. There may have been tar-coated fishing nets.
It was reported that there were about 20 pallets of wax-coated fiber board in there, as well as a whole bunch of empty pallets. And of course, that stuff burns really hot and really long.
A little over a decade ago, a fire ripped through another structure in the same location as this warehouse. It contained the same kind of materials, pallets and fiberboard. Hoag says that fire took 3 days to extinguish.
So it could be a while getting everything completely out to where it's safe for us to go in and evaluate what happened.
Hoag says that firefighters will stay on site as long as it takes, but at this point, it doesn't look like there's anything left to salvage. Hoag estimates that between $1.5 and $2.5 million worth of damage has been done, including the value of the physical structure and the equipment stored in it. That's a big enough loss to trigger an investigation by the state fire marshal. They're expected to arrive in Unalashka Thursday to determine what caused the fire. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is also involved in the case. Unalashka's fire department used chemical foam to smother the flames Wednesday morning. Some of that foam leaked out of the building and onto the beach about 100 yards away. Fire Chief Hoag says they stopped using the foam and let the DEC know about the possible contamination.
DEC sent a local rep out to take some pictures of the foam in the water, and you can see a lot of that's dissipated. And the Anchorage office has been notified.
Managers for Pacific Stevedoring, which was renting out the warehouse, and the Unalashka Corporation, which owns it, are cooperating with the investigation. But neither company could be reached for comment. And in Unalashka, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.